Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you are a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned, to my own fault and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. And I ask Blessed Mary, ever virgin, and all the angels and saints to pray for me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars at night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I I will break their hearts. give them hearts for love alone. I will speak my word to them. Whom shall I send? Here I
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength.
In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me.
Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me.
Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading.
If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. With this, we revere you.
My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak, when count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord.
Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord.
A reading from Ephesians. If you are angry, let it be without sin. The sun must not go down on your wrath. Do not give the devil a chance to work on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
And protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
And protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. And for intentions this evening, I want to call in mind that we keep in mind all of our clergy and seminarians and pray for them and the USOCC Catholic Church, that it may continue its mission to watch over the poor, the oppressed, the unemployed, destitute prisoners or captives, and for all who remember and care for them, and all who are tempted to sin against life, that they may turn from darkness and embrace the infinite love and light of God, and for our poor and our homeless, that they may be able to find shelter. And Father Dennis, do you have any prayers, intentions?
I just want to lift up the ones that are struggling, whether it's financially, emotionally, having family issues, or personal issues that they just cannot bring themselves to discuss with anybody. I want to lift up everyone that feels lost in this what I see as dark times.
Amen on that. Well, Lord, accept the prayers of your people, and in the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help, for these prayers and for all of our prayers. The Church humbly prays.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you are a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.